We're doing the Ramban's letter, Torat Hashem Timima. And the Ramban had been discussing how Torah enlightens us about what's ethical and not ethical. You guys probably are too busy doing worthwhile things to actually look at the news and know that right now there's this huge debate, a 10-month-old baby that the hospitals want to take off life support, and the parents fought it, and four courts ruled with the hospital that they should take the baby off life support. Well, it's a tough question. I'm not going into it. That's a Thursday night question. But what we see time and again is this idea that these questions come up. These questions of life and death, they come up all the time. They come up all the time. And the Ramban had told us how through Torah we are given the tools to understand how to decide on what's ethical and what's not, on what's fair and what's not. Don't get confused. You'll look at the nations and they also have systems. And you think, well, they have their system, I have mine. What's wrong with that? Their systems are fine. He says, first of all, you should realize these systems were derivatives. They were copycats. They learned from Torah, so they developed systems like it. And that's where you find that civilization expanded from Mesopotamia. Civilization kept expanding from areas where you had Torah, and so they were impacted by it. And that's why they made ways of life like this. But you don't find systems like this when you go into all kinds of far out places. When you reach places where they never heard of the Jews, and not only they never heard of them now, but historically they weren't impacted by the expansion of civilization, so then you really don't find that they developed civilizations that had ethical systems that are anything like the Torah. Ve'emot gmurot hem, and Ramban, going with his position that we discussed, it's extreme yesterday, says they are complete animals. That's Ramban's position. We've been talking at length about Ramban's position that without Torah, the human being ends up being an animal. And that's the idea of, what's the name of that book? Lord of the Flies.
Might is right.
What?
Might is right. That's it.
Okay.
This comes back to what we were talking about on Friday that I was... It was you were saying that maybe all these things are coming that all these humans have these natural weaknesses, like Molech or Baal. But I was thinking about a lot of them, like, I mean, you know, just around the world they have, like in India they burn the widows alive or
what?
In, you know, pop, I, yeah. Maybe we'll talk about this after class.
You mean to dish the bury the wise with the power of the dead?
ולא ראו ישראל או שלא שמעו עליהם נערכוק שבינם מות מותם ועליהם אמר כתוב האם חוקים אלא ששמעו את שמים ולא ראו את כבודי והאומות כולם מתחילה כך היו. Says the Ramban, initially this is what the world was like. Before, go back a few thousand years, the world was like this. Let me tell you about a civilization. Those who heard this class shouldn't say it. But let me tell you about a civilization that was not so bad. They had this rule that if you... if your wife talks too much and she annoys you, so you could put her in the public square in a stock and put a clip on her lip for half a day because she spoke too much. And if you beat your wife, so long as the size of the stick was thinner than a thumb, then that was considered legitimate. So how many years ago do you think this barbaric civilization existed?
6,000
years ago. Let me tell you, the founding fathers of the United States had these rules. Check it out. Where does the term rule of thumb come from? It comes from this rule, that the Puritans rule, meaning go back 350 years ago. That was the law in the United States. If you beat your wife, if you beat your wife and it was thinner than your thumb, then that was legitimate. There was nothing wrong. She couldn't sue you over that.
Also, like 30 years ago, it was
London.
They imported it.
It's like I just killed her husband.
England,
chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just have no rights.
They also used to beat kids in school. That was like recently, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, in the States, that same rule of thumb was for allowing teachers to beat kids in schools.
Yeah.
How long ago they used to beat the kids? They still beat kids in the
school. It's illegal now in most states.
Not in America.
Yeah. No, it's not illegal to beat kids.
I'm just, my point is, Ramban is saying that the world without Torah can be a very, very cruel place. And I'm saying, it's not so long ago.
Meaning,
America, they do have...
I mean,
Very good. Why don't we discuss it? Okay, so we have to discuss it. That's a legitimate question.